Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. Keystone Towers is set for demolition, and today the company that will do the honors was announced. Denny Excavating of Indianapolis won the $827,000 contract to implode the towers, which have become an eyesore. The buildings were abandoned back in 2003 and quickly became a haven for crime. After the demolition, the city will take redevelopment proposals. A federal judge struck down portions of an immigration law days before it was set to take effect in Indiana. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
A federal judge Friday blocked two provisions in the law. The first would have allowed police to arrest people who have been issued a notice of action by federal immigration authorities. The other provision disallowed the use of consular ID cards given out by foreign consulates and embassies to their citizens for use as identification. The judge ruled the state has no authority to ban the cards. ACLU of Indiana Director Ken Falk says the ruling confirms that Indiana went too far in legislating immigration law.
I can't think of any other law that allows people to be arrested for things that aren't crimes. I can't think of any other laws that are upheld where a state attempts to make foreign policy.
State Attorney General Greg Zeller in a statement said the ruling can be seen as an indictment of the federal government's inaction in addressing immigration policy. The state has not indicated whether it will appeal the decision. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Southwestern Indiana police are using a team on horseback and aircraft as they search a heavily wooded area for a 12-year-old boy who ran away from home last week. Police say that Josh Miller is a habitual runaway, but officers are growing more concerned now that he's been gone for 5 days. Right now, cloudy and 81 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.